I'm Rona Tarrant. The newest justice on the US Supreme Court is on the bench today as the court hears oral arguments. President Trump last night hosted a ceremonial swearing-in for Brett Kavanaugh at the White House, where Kavanaugh promised to serve in a nonpartisan fashion. Meanwhile, Trump apologized to Kavanaugh and criticized Democrats, who he called dishonest and deceptive, and said seating the new justice would give a boost to Republicans in the midterms. The chair of the U.S. Bishops' Committee on Migration has said the Trump administration's cap of 30,000 refugees to be admitted to the U.S. in 2019 will leave thousands more in harm's way. In a statement, Bishop Joe Vasquez pledged to work with the administration to reach that goal, while they continued to call for a higher number of refugees to be admitted during the next fiscal year. The figure is one-third less than last year's 45,000, which had been the lowest number on record. Aid agencies and Catholic officials are calling for assistance to help Yemen's humanitarian crisis and on all sides to end the war. The UN has said Yemen is now the most food insecure population in the world due to the four-year conflict. Apostolic Vicar of Southern Arabia, Bishop Paul Hinder, has said the number of internally displaced is rising and the crisis is worsening. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has said a limo that crashed and killed 20 people had failed an inspection and should not have been on the road. Cuomo also told a news conference that the driver did not have the appropriate license for it. Two newlywed couples and four sisters are among the 20 people who died in Saturday's collision in New York State. Officials say the crash is the worst U.S. road tragedy in nearly a decade. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.